This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Major League Baseball players and owners ratified a new collective bargaining agreement that will last through 2021. Deal raises the luxury tax thresholds, increases some of the tax rates, imposes a hard cap on signing bonuses for international amateurs, and bans smokeless tobacco for players who do not already have a Major League service record. In Facebook's new experiment on fake news, users will have to flag the post as fake news. If an article receives enough flags, it may go to fact-checkers including Snopes, PolitiFact, and ABC News, who can mark it as disputed. Charitable fundraising for a $60,000-plus cup of coffee with Ivanka Trump is problematic, ethics lawyers say, because of the unusual role that the children are playing in the transition process with Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared Kushner, attending meetings, the president-elect, and Trump's oldest son, Donald Jr., helping to select the nominee for Interior Secretary. Despite increased use of earphones, hearing loss is decreasing among working-age Americans. Scientists increased the age of mice by 30% by altering genes. A permit was given for the Women's March on Washington the day after the inauguration, expecting 200,000. Internal Revenue Service says that more than 8 million tax returns included a penalty payment for people who went without health care coverage in 2014. Researchers followed nearly 1,000 women who sought abortions nationwide for over 5 years and found that those who had the procedure did not experience more depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, or dissatisfaction with life than those who were denied it. President Obama says the U.S. will take action against Russia for hacking, which may include sanctions implemented in the coming weeks. Republican lawmakers in North Carolina, still smarting from the close defeat of the Republican governor, have introduced a flurry of bills during a surprise special session to undermine Ray Cooper, the incoming Democratic governor, including denying him appointment of university boards of trustees and forcing confirmation of his department heads. Cooper responded, "They will see me in court." Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.